Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kiera. Can I get your zip code, please?
46226.
Thank you for the information. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Laverne Perkins.
Thank you for the information. Can you please verify your address for me?
4474 North Kenmore Road, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46226.
Thank you for the information. I see you have the pulse meter. How can I help you today?
Well, what kind of company is this?
We're a third-party call center that serves many different online vendors.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with it, and I got $49 taken out of my account today, and I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Did you purchase a pulse meter on the 2nd of July?
The 2nd of July?
Mm-hmm.
What's a pulse meter?
Let me see which one you got. One moment. It's a thing that you clip on your finger to keep track of your pulse.
I've been and paid for that.
Okay, you're on a monthly subscription for it.
Well, what would y'all do? Keep on sending me one?
And you get membership deals. You've been getting membership deals that sent to your email.
You know what? Okay. When I bought it, I thought I just bought it and that was it. I didn't know y'all was taking $49 out of my account ever since July. I mean, I just thought I just bought it and that was it. I mean, you know, what do I have to keep on paying for? I don't even use my internet. I don't even know anything about that.
Okay. It did say in the terms and conditions that you had to cancel within 48 to 72 hours to avoid membership costs if you didn't want to be charged in the membership.
Cancel that.
Okay, bear with me for one moment. I'll go ahead and get you canceled out.
I don't even want to pay for the one this today because I didn't even know that. I mean, after I bought it, why would I keep on paying $49 every month? I don't understand that. That's just a ripoff. Now, y'all been taking $49 ever since July? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You have been in a monthly subscription since July.
You know what? What do y'all give for $49 a month?
You get different deals in your email. You have a You have a $125 voucher that you also have is in your email.
To do what with? What can you do with that?
You can purchase things with the voucher, ma'am.
From who, y'all?
It's different companies on the back of it.
You know what? Would you cancel that? Because I didn't know I was even doing that.
It's canceled completely out, and I can also provide you with a cancellation number if you would like.
Yeah.
Okay. That C is in Charlie. Number 2, number 5, number 8, number 8, number 2, number 8, number 5, number 5, number 6.
Can y'all cancel the payment today?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. I will not be able to process a refund on the account due to the length on the account.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. I didn't know nothing about it. And what's the name of the company?
Pulse Meter.
Pulse Meter.
Yes, ma'am.
So I would go on the internet and just go through my emails and look for something to say Pulse Meter.
That's correct.
Well, when the last time y'all sent something? Because I don't even go on my email address. That's probably why it's been getting through.
You were sent something for this month.
Is that the $125?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm gonna go on there and say yeah. Cancel that. Okay, bye.
All right, thank you for calling customer support.